This is Dr. Olivero dictating for Nelson Moody, M-O-O-D-Y, Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. Number one. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old patient originally from New Hampshire that we had the opportunity to see him off dialysis in April of 2023. He went back to New Hampshire because of the severe fluid retention and progressive deterioration of the kidney function was started on hemodialysis. At the present time, we are dialyzing him through a central venous catheter, but he had the first appointment with the vascular surgeons and the process to do a correction of a umbilical hernia, a placement of the PD catheter, mapping of the arm for arteriovenous graft has been started. Period. For reasons beyond our control, the patient was placed in Huachula. Huachula. And the patient lives in Sebring, S-E-B-R-I-N-G, and he wants to be transferred. We are going to seek transfer to one of the dialysis centers in Highlands County. To avoid the inconveniences of the traveling to a different county, period. The patient is feeling much better. He has a KT over V that is 1.6, and he has a normal blood pressure. He has been managing the fluids very well. He still has urinary output. And we are going to continue with the same prescription. Number two, we are dealing with the vascular axis as stated before. Number three, the patient has anemia and we are readjusting the iron as well as the Mircera in order to get to the point where the hemoglobin is acceptable. Right now it's 9.1 and it's trending up. Following number, the patient has a secondary hyperparathyroidism secondary hyperparathyroidism that is well controlled. Following number, the patient has a diabetes mellitus type 2. That is not on insulin. Ever since the patient started dialysis, the sugar got much better, the vision, and the diabetic retinopathy is improving. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Vitamin D, following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. I have a paragraph. I have to point out that the patient is active in the New Hampshire kidney transplant program, but because of the fact that he has to be within 3 hour radius, he has been placed on hold until he returns back to New Hampshire. Following number, in anticipation of the three surgeries that have to be done, the correction of the umbilical hernia, the placement of the hemodialysis catheter, and the placement of the AV graft, we're going to give him appointments to be seen in the office. Paragraph, I invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face, 30 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.